This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Nespresso, bringing you the perfect blend of global market analysis and insights.
This is The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Philip. It's 9:21 in the morning. How is the bursa looking like at this time of day?
It's still in the green. In fact, every market in Asia is in the green, but the FBMKLCI, as we speak, is up 0.36% to 1488. Nice number.
1488. We're turning our attention now to cryptocurrencies because despite its reputation as a volatile asset, the interest and demand in cryptos has been meteoric, but also extremely volatile. I mean, we can just look at Bitcoin, the most widely known crypto. It started the year at $29,000. It rose to a high of $67,000 by mid-September, but the prices started to unravel last weekend, losing as much as 22% of the value to recover today to around $50,000.
At the same time, the Monetary Authority of Singapore, in its annual financial stability review, said that cryptocurrency assets are an emerging vulnerability for financial stability. While the financial regulator notes that risk may be less pronounced at this juncture, it has potential to rapidly develop and materialize into significant financial stability risk. So despite the rising investor interest and attempts to go mainstream, price volatility and security risks remain a challenge when trying to analyze cryptocurrency.
So to guide us through this process, whilst also giving us an outlook for cryptocurrencies, we have with us Varun Mittal, author of the book Singapore, the FinTech Nation. Good morning, Varun. Thanks very much for joining us. Let's start off with the weekend's dip in Bitcoin. What do you think was the cause for Bitcoin losing almost a fifth of its value over the weekend?
See, a lot of crypto markets are driven by the news and the sentiments around it with these kind of volatility. And in the weekend, there were news about some of the stable coins and how the accounting of the underlying assets are there. So there were some fears. And also the other thing is global equity markets were melting last week. And usually we've seen a significant correlation because if people have margin calls, they will start to sell assets across the board. And every time the overall Dow or NASDAQ will fall, there will be implications on it because there will be a flight to safety from all risky asset classes.
But Varun, does this change the narrative that cryptocurrencies a hedge against inflation? I mean, some people see it as the digital gold, right? So this volatility, does it make it harder for investors to dip their toes into this asset class then?
The premise is there's a very small segment of the society which looks at it as a hedge against the inflation per se, because all of these are denominated in still fiat currencies. So when we are saying the rate is going up or down, it's still denominated in fiat currencies, which are subject to their own devaluations and inflation. When the governments are printing money, so a Bitcoin which was worth 50,000 is automatically 52 or 53 because of the more dollars which were printed in last 2 years. So there is a small, very small segment of the society which thinks of it this as hedge against inflation. However, for markets where the domestic currencies are struggling, and the domestic currencies are devaluing faster than this, this becomes an easier way. So some of the markets in Latin America, some of the markets in Africa, where the domestic currencies are significant, are even more volatile than this. So this is less volatile asset than their home currency. So it's a relative hedge against inflation because their own currencies are even more weaker.
So Varun, can you help me understand? Because you know, when we think of cryptocurrency, we tend to associate with Bitcoin. But honestly, there's like a new coin launched nearly almost every day. So can you help me differentiate the wheat from the chaff, the genuine versus the not so legitimate, like the scams we see in Squid Game crypto, or even, you know, 2 days ago, military coin that was BTS themed?
Army coin.
Sorry. Military coin.
See, the premise is right. They would always be, think of it like 2000. 2000, you had like all the web portals and like everything is a website. So everything has a coin now. Like in 2000, everybody had a website. And 2009, 2010, everybody had a mobile app. And customers need to be conscious of what's the protocol, who is backing. Are they going in it because, as you said, hedge for inflation and stuff? Or are they going in as a speculation that, oh, I've heard on Telegram group, this thing will go up 20%. I buy today to sell tomorrow or sell next week. So you see, if the people are going in from a speculation perspective, then premise is if something is too good to be true, then most likely it is. There is no risk-free return for a 20, 30, 50% gain in a week. And which is why central banks across the world, whether Singapore, Malaysia, they have been advising retail customers to be extremely conscious and cautious of stuff like this, because they do not have as much information. And most of these markets are not governed by the traditional consumer safeguards like anti-dumping, transparency, insider trading. None of that applies on this. Of course, the crypto people say, oh, you can track it on chain, but that's after. And I haven't seen anybody go to jail for insider trading in crypto world.
Can I ask you about technical analysis, Varun? I mean, we know that cryptos are very volatile, but given that there is historical price trend, could technical analysis be used for this asset class?
Technical analysis can be used on any asset class. The question is, what's the horizon you are looking at it, right? And technical analysis also is not foolproof. If technical analysis was foolproof, everybody would be billionaire because it's the same data and everybody is analyzing the same data. Technical analysis, and also the other thing is this, right? Technical analysis does not work as much when there is a significant sentiment drawn. Just to give an example, you saw the Wall Street Bets and the Reddit and the meme stocks thing. None of the technical analysis worked per se from that perspective, because all those hedge fund had all the technical analysis in the world available to them. And it was that a huge number of retail investors said that we will do it. And it was kind of like a mass movement to do it. So, which is why I do not see technical analysis as like a silver weapon to solve. It could be a tool, but considering the speed at which volatility hits these, a lot of this analysis will be more of the post-transaction than pre-transaction.
So how would you trade Bitcoin or cryptocurrency for that matter then?
Premise is this, right? Am I a trader? If I am trading, then I know that I'm trading an extremely volatile asset class and I will have a trader's mindset with my stop losses and everything. But if I'm a retail investor, then I need to be cautious. Am I equipped? Am I ready to be trading an asset class like that?
Okay.
So you see, which is why its question is, are you buying it to hold it, or are you buying it to trade it? Because if you're trading, then you know that you are buying something which can go 20 to 40% up, down in a week. And as long as you're prepared, you have a stomach. Not all investors, because every time Bursa has this sign up for any robo-advisor says, how much loss can you fathom? Are you comfortable with taking a 30, 40% drawdown in a week? Most people are not.
All right, Varun, thanks very much for your insight this morning. That was Varun Mittal, author of the book Singapore, the FinTech Nation, talking to us about some of the trends that we're seeing in the cryptocurrency markets and really what you need to be thinking about before you put any money into investing in this asset class.
Nespresso starts your morning right together with the Morning Run, bringing you the perfect blend of global market insights with expert guests.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.